Hello and welcome to Dirty Lazy Girl, a podcast that offers realistic girlfriend support and problem solving for imperfect people like me. I'm Stephanie Laska, author and creator of Dirty Lazy Keto. I lost 140 pounds by breaking all the rules and becoming a weight loss rebel.
And I'm Tamara Snezik, a professor of sociology, Stephanie's co-host, and her Dirty Lazy Girl partner in crime. Every week, we'll tackle a potential obstacle in your way with unconventional, dirty, or lazy problem-solving strategies. Let's get you started.
It is season 3 of the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast, and today's challenge is to live a bigger life using a bucket list.
Stephanie, I find that I can get really caught up in the minutiae of my everyday routine, like checking off my to-do list, but you know what? Is this living my best life? Like, where's the adventure? Where's the excitement? If I were to die today, would I have lived my best life? And so I love this idea of making a bucket list so that it keeps us focused on living the bigger, more fulfilling life.
Well, it's interesting for me, Tamara, how I was reflecting about how when I was overweight for so long, I realized that really stifled a lot of my dreams and just my dreaming. You know, when I was morbidly obese, I was about 300 pounds, but it really just got in the way of everything, including having a bucket list. I always felt kind of hot and uncomfortable. I didn't really feel good sitting in an airplane. I had challenges walking very far. And so subsequently, my weight, my self-esteem, and my personal goals, like having a bucket list, they were just really tangled in a big, giant mess. So thinking about this issue, I realized, you know, for a long time, I just didn't have big dreams for myself. But as I began to lose weight, for me and my story, my sense of adventure just escalated, like fast forward on turbo. And I became a lot more brave and started to dream a bigger life for myself.
Yeah. And we shouldn't wait, right? The lesson is don't wait, do it now. It really does energize you and remind you, you know, why you're here on earth. So yeah, we're going to talk about all things bucket list today. I think we should start by talking about some of the other really good reasons we should make a bucket list.
Yeah, we want to convince all of our viewers and listeners that this is worth their time. So here's a few reasons to get them fired up.
Yes. Well, I would say number one is it brings out your inner dreamer. You know, the dreamer you had as a kid that you've probably pushed down as you've gotten older, you know, that when you had big dreams. And we need to get in touch with that. And this really does put us back in touch with that dreamer part that we all have.
Yeah. And like I touched on earlier, I was thinking a lot about last season, season 2, episode 34. We did a whole episode on how weight can hold you back. And I just kept thinking of that. Like you said, like, why would I have let that happen to me? And I don't want our viewers and our listeners to have that happen to them. So we want to help them bring out the dreamer, no matter where they're at and their size.
Yeah, exactly. And also, I think the bucket list allows you to be selfish. I mean, it's saying, saying it's all about me. And here's a list of what makes me happy, me and me alone.
But when I was little, like, you know, we never had any money growing up. And my parents, the only thing they dreamed for us was a trip to Disney World every year. And so that would be the big goal. We'd save for it and then get in this little Chevrolet Chevette without air conditioning and drive to Florida for like 5 nights at Disney World. That was it. But their bucket list was all about their kids. You know what I mean? Yeah. I never got a chance to ask my parents what's their bucket list for them. Because really, it's all about you. You have to kind of separate your family and separate your kids or your, you know, caregiving responsibilities and just dream.
This is embarrassing to admit, Stephanie, but when my kids started getting older, my whole life was so much about them that at one point I was like, okay, I need to think about what I want. And I was sat there kind of like stuck going, I don't even know what I want. Like, how terrible is that? It took me to my middle ages to really sit down and say, what do I want? Not my husband, not my kids. Mm-hmm. And so bucket lists are just such a great opportunity to just bring it back to, you know, your own self.
Bring it back to you. Cause I remember you said that about the podcast. You were like, I was like, what do you want out of this? Cause this sounds like a lot of work. Are you sure you want to do this? And you were like, this is just for me. It's one thing you can focus on and dream about to just get your message out there and talk about issues that bother a lot of women and men who are listening. And that was something that motivated you to take a big risk. So you got to find that selfish bucket list item and just go for it.
Yeah, for sure. Well, another thing that bucket lists do is remind you of your bigger values or priorities, or if you don't have any, helps you develop those. Excuse me. So for instance, you know, some of my priorities are I got to pay bills, I've got to get food on the table. But what about, you know, what about those values of an adventurous life, of experiencing joy in life? Like, why aren't those high on my priority list? Like, I'm too busy, you know, paying bills every day. So I love that bucket lists get you back in touch with your higher values of experiencing joy.
Perfect. Yeah, well said. Number four, another reason to kind of get you guys fired up is that this works for me especially, is it gives me something to work for. Like, I like to wake up in the morning and have purpose. And even if it's a dream, I want to know why I'm going to work every day, why I'm doing the mundane, why I'm trying to, you know, do an extra shift or take on an extra project at work so that I can maybe save up a little bit. So it gives me just focus and something to work for.
Yes. And I would say it also brings out your inner child or that inner like creative self that, again, a lot of us lose as we get older, you know, back to those fantasies and desires. I know one of the things that I love, like brought me great joy as a kid, and this episode reminded me of that, is I really loved animals at a really tiny, you know, age. And you know, people know that about me still, because I love my dogs. I talk about her all the time. But it reminded me that that's something that I should put on my bucket list related to that, because it brought me such joy, either volunteering or somehow working with animals. So, I like getting in touch with that little girl in me who like wanted to be, you know, Snow White in the forest with the animals, you know?
I do. I know. My daughter, ever since she was little, she had a dream and would decorate her whole bedroom with Paris. Like, she had drawings and she had photographs and postcards and posters, and we'd go to garage sales and TJ Maxx and buy these cutesy little decor. And it was just her dream. And it, you know, you're talking about your childhood dream. It made me think about my daughter and how I wanted to help facilitate that. Cause, you know, as we get older, we're squashed it. It's like, oh, you'll never do that. It's too much. It's too far. It's unrealistic. Yeah. Oh, that doesn't make money as a career. So you're right. We have to get in touch with our inner child and our creativity to get us motivated.
Yeah. And I think the process can be a stress reliever, because dreaming is like a really fun distraction from the everyday, you know, bill paying. And like you said before, it also gives you something to look forward to. And that also is, you know, as a way of just easing the stress in your life by saying, I got this awesome thing to look forward to.
Yeah, I tend to be a little bit obsessive in my personality. So when I get a project or something I'm thinking about, I mean, I just really get obsessive. That's the only way I can say it. So for me, like having a bucket list or even just that job of fantasizing and dreaming, it gives me something to occupy my thoughts and relieves the stress from whatever my other work project is.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, I don't know, hugely pleasurable. So that's, I would say, just for the enjoyment of having that. And finally, I would say for the memories, like, what are you going to remember? You're going to remember the things you did on your bucket list. Like, those are going to be memories forever. So
nobody cares about how many hours you worked at your day job. Everyone, you know, dies at the end of their life remembering the awesome, amazing adventures they went on. So for good advice.
Yeah. So we're going to give you some strategies for how to make a bucket list now that you know how important it is to make one. But before we do that, let's take a quick break.
Well, Tamara, one of my bucket list goals early on was to help as many people as possible to fight obesity by spreading the word about dirty, lazy keto. So one of the first things I did is to start a website, and I did this all by myself. Okay, it was very brave and maybe naive, but I wanted to showcase and just organize all of the resources that I was starting to create, like photos or keto-related articles, support videos. I just wanted them all in one place, and I didn't know what I was doing, and I spent a lot of time in the office staring at the computer trying to figure it out. But here I am, gosh, it's not been very long, like 3-4 years. And I'm proud to share with our listeners that over 1 million people have visited dirtylazyketo.com. 1 million. Like I'm always so scared to tell people things when I'm celebrating, but I really am proud of this because this may not be the fanciest website, but it is so full of amazing weight loss resources to help our listeners, to help you on your journey. So if you're struggling or you have a question or a problem, I just want you to know that everything is in one spot. It's at dirtylazyketo.com. And while you're there, I encourage you to sign up for the free email newsletter. I think I have 200 emails right now, which is a lot. And you'll get a daily email with reminders about our podcast and just new hot topics and research. So it's all free, and I urge you to check it out. Go to dirtylazyketo.com.
Okay, how do we make a bucket list?
Well, let's get specific, right? I mean, we want to get to the meat and potatoes of the episode. So exactly. How do you do that, folks? Number one, I know this sounds silly. It might seem obvious, but you need to write it down.
Exactly. You don't just keep it in your head. Actually put it on paper. You can revise it. Just in case you put it down. No. It
doesn't have to be permanent marker.
No. In fact, I've revised my list several times. So, but just get it down and put it in somewhere that's special, I guess, so that you won't lose it. Like, you know, if you just throw it on scraps of paper, and then if you're like me, I can't find them later. So I put my bucket list in like our wedding album, because I know that's not going anywhere. Or like, I know a lot of people keep things in their Bible or a little keepsake box or something like that, I would say, where you're not going to throw it away. But you can go right to it, and it highlights its importance.
You know where I put mine, Tamara? On my refrigerator.
There you go. That's perfect.
Because I'm there several times a day. Yeah. And so it's right there in my face. But you're right. Putting it somewhere special where you're going to see it or know it's there. So that way you don't lose it. It's important.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I didn't want to put mine on the fridge because it felt, some of them are dorky. I don't know. Like, I don't know why. I just wanted to hide it a little bit more, but
that's okay. You got to do you, boo.
Yeah, exactly. And savor making the list, by the way. So you write it down, but half the fun and happiness is actually the thinking about and dreaming about all the wonderful things you want to do. That's why I say you'll be updating it. Like, you start your list and you may only have a couple things, but actually as you go through life, you're like, oh yeah, I want to do that. And oh yeah, I want to do that. So savor making, talk about it, enjoy the process, go online and get ideas or, you know, get inspired, however you do that.
Well, one of the things you kind of hinted at is that writing it down might subconsciously start directing some energy toward making it happen. And it made me think about this book, Tamara. I love to share books, Professor.
Yeah.
But this one is called The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. It's by Stephen Covey. And the lesson I learned from his book was that you begin with the end in mind. I say that to myself all the time. Begin with the end in mind. So if you have a bucket list item, if you have a goal, you start with that and then you work your way backwards. And having it published, having it on your fridge or, you know, in your Bible, it helps you know that's where I'm headed toward. That is my goal.
Yeah. Yeah. Very even effective. I know. And I think you had an idea about putting it on Pinterest board, or I don't know if that was your idea, but that sounds great.
Well, it's a great strategy to just create a vision. Like, it doesn't always have to be words. Like, for example, I mentioned about on my refrigerator, I don't have it listed, but I have a picture. So having a picture on the fridge, it just reminds me subtly, nobody else knows what it is, but it lets me know that's where I'm headed. And, you know, it can be a variety of ways. It doesn't have to be just written out, typed or something.
Yeah. And I think I said this, but I'll just reiterate it, is to search out opportunities to add to your bucket list. So talk to your, tell your friends you're making a bucket list. I actually, when Stephanie showed me hers, it totally inspired me. It's like, oh man, you know, and then I got all excited about maybe adding or subtracting things from my bucket list.
It's interesting too, you know, our second tip for everyone watching is that you don't have to put things on your list that impress others. You don't have to think about what they care.
Yeah.
This isn't about you or other people, right? It's not about your family, your friends. It's just about you. And if I may also build on that a little bit, I recommend that folks think about experiences when they're focusing on their bucket list as opposed to items. Yeah. And I've always found that an experience, it gives you so much more pleasure than like buying a wedding, you know, an upgraded diamond for your wedding ring or buying this or buying that. Like, buying stuff doesn't give you happiness, but experiences really have proven in research to bring you joy.
Yes. And pick those experiences again that we're going to bring you joy and not just to impress others. Like it's a lot of people, a popular item is to put jumping out of an airplane, like in a parachute. It's like that would look impressive, like to say I did that. But honestly, I would literally be traumatized for life. So that actually could have the opposite effect for me. So I have to avoid doing that just because it's kind of a thing to do or something. Instead, just pick on, you know, whatever is going to make me happy. But it's a little bit easy when you see other people's list to say, oh, I should do this crazy thing. But really think about it and make sure it's, you know, good for you.
Good for you. And it shouldn't be number three. Our tip is to not be like a mundane to-do list. And this is totally different from a goal. I think a personal goal is different. Like, oh, I want to get promoted at work. No one cares about that. It's not exciting. But instead of being mundane, you want it to be like invigorating and motivating and like inspirational, something kind of dreamy and maybe out there.
Yeah. Like, you know, I'm going to renovate my porch. That, again, that's something you have to do. I know. Like, you know, think of maybe building a she shed instead. You know, something like really fabulous and just for you. And that would be kind of over the top, you know, rather than just making repairs to something.
Yeah. It's a little bit more of a reach, I think.
Yeah. And it is easy. People get this mixed up with goals. Like, I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, long-term, some of your bucket lists, in a way they are a long-term goal, but these are more the, I guess the way to, you know, it's more of the bigger, I have to do it before I die goal.
Yeah, that's it.
So there's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And our number four, our tip is to start thinking of stuff that you wanted to do as a child. We kind of talked about that earlier. You know, you mentioned about working with animals when you were little, you really liked that. So if you're needing some inspiration, maybe look back to your early teen years and think about what brought you joy.
Yeah. Or even before that, right? What were you all excited about as a kid? And then go with that. And that's fun too, I think. That's why I say enjoy the process of it's fun to go back to your childhood and, you know, reimagine what you loved.
And it doesn't have to be traditional, right, Tamara? It can be our tip number five is to go out there, like be original. You don't have to be the same as everybody else. That's okay.
No. Get weird. Weirdness is good.
Yeah, being original might stretch your imagination, like free yourself of trying to be the same as everybody else.
Yeah. And it's funny because if you're a little bit more conservative and you're like, oh, what do you mean get weird? Just Google search, you know, something like original bucket list items or weird bucket list items. And they're hilarious. I'll just read you a few that I came across. There's one place where you can give an elephant a bath. Like, I know that looked really fun. And one where you could go to a ninja school and learn how to be a ninja, or they had one, a detective school. You could try eating crickets or other weird food, or you can go drive 100 miles an hour on a closed race course in your car. And there's just even more. I mean, that's just the tip of the iceberg. Like, don't afraid to go for the zany, a little bit out there ones.
Well, I'm going to chime in a couple that I have also heard.
Yeah. Yeah.
And one of them, which I know a lot of women struggle with or dream about maybe, is a photo shoot. I mean, having any type of photo shoot of your preference. It could be in a bikini, it could be boudoir, or it could just be you in regular clothes, but having a professional photo shoot is a dream for a lot of people. And then another one is skinny dip or swim in a waterfall. And then I have one last to add, which is on a similar note. I used to work for the Bay to Breakers race, which was the longest foot race in the history of the world. It's in San Francisco, and it's a really short, fun, crazy race where people dress up. But a lot of folks run it naked. Ooh. And for a lot of folks, that is in their original and weird bucket list. I don't know why, but it's out there. So that's number five.
I love that one.
There it is.
Yes. And then a kind of related note is to add variety. Like some people, like I know you, Stephanie, you love to travel. So I'm sure you have a lot of travel bucket lists, but I would say don't make sure it's not all travel. Or if you're like a foodie and all yours are related to food, I would say just branch out and try to touch on different areas of your life. Like, maybe something related to your career, and then maybe something related to that you want to do with your grandkids, or something you can do completely alone. But, you know, think a little bit about getting some variety in there. Again, that just adds richness to your life.
Good tip. And our strategy number 7 is that if you get stuck or frustrated, maybe turn this around and think about writing your own eulogy, eulogy. I don't know. Could that really motivate you? What do you think?
I think so. Like, it'll force you to summarize what you've done in your life and where you've been. And for a lot of people, it's almost like a wake up call, you know, like, wow, I haven't done all the things I've wanted to do. And I really want to say this on my, someone to say this about me, like, oh, you know, she followed her dreams and she dreamed big. And so, yeah, I think that's a fun idea.
There's this one story, Tamara, where I was reading in the paper. I used to read the obituaries when we used to get the paper. And there was this local fellow who had passed away, and they summarized his life. And they said, for fun, he used to, quote, goof around at Kohl's. Quote. And I read that, and I was so dumbfounded. And I read it out loud to my family. And I think about it a lot, ironically. And that was the only thing people could say about him, is that he liked to goof around at Kohl's. Like, that's a department store. That's a department store, people, in our area. And I thought, that is not what I want people to say about me, is that I like to go shopping. You know, I want people to be more inspired by my life, or remember me differently than that. So this is a very good strategy. Number 7. Yeah. I like that.
I know we don't like to think about death, but that's kind of the point of a bucket list, honestly.
It is. Yeah. So don't be goofing around at Kohl's, people.
I know. You have something better than that on your bucket list. And then number 8, this is a more practical thing. Cross off things as you go. And again, this is about sort of a mini celebration of that you've done it. So you don't want to just leave it there. I would say, cross it off, make a big deal about it. That way you can kind of, you know, recognize your accomplishments.
That's true. And I do have a written form of my bucket list on my, above my computer. I have just a sticky note, and my husband does too. And every year we kind of think about things that are similar to goals, maybe crossing over to bucket list. And some of them are really crazy and zany, but it's been so fun to walk up and cross those items off. And I noticed when he crosses, or he's achieved one of his, and he'll notice when I've reached one of mine, and we make it a big deal. It's like, la, 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 and we'll cross it off. And it's fun. It is so fun. I'm a big list crosser offer. Obviously.
It feels good, doesn't it? It's like personals.
Love it. Love my list.
Yeah. And number 9 is like the next step, which is to brag about it. Now, post pictures on your page if you're comfortable doing that, or if it's just telling a friend, like, oh my God, I did this thing, you know, on the phone, or like I said, social media, or posting your picture, because reliving the experience in the telling of it is, again, part of the fun. So don't skip out on that part.
One of my bucket list items, and my husband as well, is we had always dreamed of taking a boat ride along the coast of the Nepali coast in Kauai. And we had never done it because it was so expensive. And we've been to Kauai so many times because my parents live there, but we just never could do it because we couldn't afford it. But we ended up going to Hawaii during the pandemic, and everything, you know, sadly was devastated and discounted. So we thought, well, if we're going to do it, it's super cheap right now. Let's take advantage. Yeah. And we're able to get like this super amazing sale and go and experience this bucket list item. We've never seen the Nepali coast from a boat ride. It was so majestic. And we decided, like number 9 recommended, to use that and share. And so we made that our Christmas card last year, a photo of our family on the boat, you know, finally achieving our bucket list of seeing the Nepali coast.
Yeah. It was special. Awesome.
And it prompted a lot of people to relive the memory, and we did that too 1 year, and talk about it. It was so fun.
Yeah. My sister parachuted out of an airplane because she's so much braver than I am. But I took her picture and I painted the picture of her, you know, midair with her little parachute thing, because I wanted her to be able to look at it and, you know,
relive the moment.
Yeah.
That's big.
Well, I'm curious what input our listeners have about bucket lists. What's on your bucket list and why? Share by leaving a comment on YouTube, or post about your bucket list on Instagram and include the hashtag at Dirty Lazy Keto. Now, before we get to our final hacks, let's take one last break.
Well, achieving a bucket list moment is super gratifying. I think we all know that, but it can also be terrifying, and that's okay too. One of my dreams, including spreading the word about Dirty Lazy Keto, it took me all the way to New York City, where I was a guest on NBC's Today Show. And I was able to teach Al Roker how to make recipes live from the Dirty Lazy Keto cookbook. And this was the original cookbook, the first one that kind of started off the whole shoot match. And I'll show you a picture of it here. This is the original one. And you can still buy this. It's still available and it's so much fun. And it's available. Check it out, the Dirty Lazy Keto cookbook, Bend the Rules to Lose the Weight. And you can look at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Target.com, Walmart.com, wherever you like to shop for books. So enjoy.
Thank you, Stephanie. We're going to wrap up today's episode by each sharing a few items on our bucket list.
Oh, so I'll watch out. Okay.
I know. And my first one, I think, falls under the weird category, which is I have this dream to stay overnight in a luxury treehouse. I've seen them on like the Travel Channel and they have these, I don't even know where, like they have them different parts of the world. But they, you know, it's, so it's bare bones in there, but some of them are quite luxurious. So that's one of my things I want to do, stay overnight in a treehouse. And Stephanie knows this other one. I had it on my last year's New Year's resolution was to get a tattoo. But COVID happened. So that's still on the bucket list. And so I'm going to get that one. I'm still dreaming about that. This one's a different one too, because I'm trying to give you a variety here. I want to at one point leave a whopping tip for a server who's really good, like 100% tip. Like if it's $100 meal, leave her $100 tip. And I know that sounds like a weird thing to do, but I think part of who I am is I like to give, and I want to see that happiness on someone who's like working their ass off and doesn't get recognized all the time. So that's another dream. And then just one last one. I want to go on an African safari. So here's where I'm going to get my childhood animal dreams. And I really want to get as close as I can. Even I would really die if I could even pet like a wild cat, like a lion or a tiger.
Those are amazing.
Yeah.
I love how you're going to inspire people with your list.
Great. All right. What's yours?
Okay. Here we go. This one is kind of a fun combination. Like you said, have some mm-hmm. alone, some with work, some on your own, some exciting, mm-hmm. some travel. But one of mine, I think professionally is I'd really like to develop Dirty Lazy Keto as my full-time job. I mean, right now I'm working only on the weekends and it's a struggle. Like I feel like I'm limited to do only so much. And I have so many more dreams for this project and spreading the word that I wish that in my bucket list, I could do it full time. And that would incorporate a lot of stuff, right? Like I have to be able to have health insurance and like retirement and things like that, which that's challenging. So that's the first one. Second, I would like to kayak next to the icebergs in Antarctica. And I saw this in a movie at the very end. It was that Bernadette, what about Bernadette or something. Yeah. So I just love that. And it's very inspiring to me. Mm-hmm. My third one is that at some point I'd like to live full time in Kauai or even part time would be fine. Live in Kauai. And I want to teach a part time class. I want to teach part time at their local community college. And I want to teach about writing. So that's something that's on my list. I want to see one of my books for sale inside an airport gift shop. Oh. Totally random. Such a dream of mine. Such a dream. Okay. I'm not done. I'm also going to ride on a dog sled in Alaska. I don't want to just see the dogs, but I want to ride on the sled. And then lastly, and this one has actually been coming true lately, which is kind of fun, but host a cooking show on television.
Wow.
That's my list.
You're so inspiring. And I love the ride the dog sled. I'm gonna steal that one.
Great list. It's for borrow. Go for it.
I know. We'll inspire each other. Well, the big message today is that life is too short. It's just too short. So don't live a small life, live a big life. And so we've hopefully inspired you to live a bigger life. We inspired you to make a bucket list. This is a fabulous tool to help you live that bigger life.
This is it. Well, folks, are you enjoying the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast? Please show your support by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. And if you're listening on YouTube, please, please give the episode a thumbs up, leave a comment, and be sure to subscribe to the Dirty Lazy Keto YouTube channel. That way you'll get notifications and updates whenever a new video drops.
And we love reading your comments and reviews. In fact, do you have a listener review, Stephanie?
I do. I want to share a comment that was written by Zen. He is a great listener and he's often commenting on the YouTube. So I appreciate that, Zen K. And he wrote this on the episode 25 of season 3, which was entitled, Can a Keto Weight Loss Partner Help You Stay Motivated? It was an accountability partner checklist video. And Zen wrote, my son lives in another town and we are diet buddies, both Dirty Lazy Keto. I'm also in a Discord group with my group of YouTube channel buddies with similar goals. And he is so excited about his 20 grams of carbs per day and it's going well. And he said he loves this topic. Thanks, ladies. And you know what I said, Zen is a he, but I'm not really sure. So Zen, thank you. I apologize. He or she. Zen.
Thank and you, dear. Great. They have great accountability experiences. Love those.
Love it. Very specific.
Thank you. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please tell a friend. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen to podcasts.
For more information about what we talked about today, or just to get in touch, visit dirtylazyketo.com. See you next week.